What an excellent question in great detail, giving me an opportunity to essay how temporary secondments away from Hong Kong impact negatively or otherwise on a right of abode application after 7 years of continuous ordinary residence. So, the test for approval for a right of abode application is that you need to have been continuously and ordinarily resident in Hong Kong for a period of not less than 7 years, and then any absences from Hong Kong in that time need to have been of a merely temporary nature, as evidenced by what you leave behind to return back to at the end of each temporary stay abroad. Now, the interesting things about the nature of temporary absences from Hong Kong during these requisite 7 years is that on the application form, in actual fact, any absences that are less than 6 months don't need express disclosure. That having been said, the Immigration Department do raise requisitions during the currency of applications if there have been lengthy absences from Hong Kong, even if they've been for less than 6 months. So whilst the Immigration Department are looking, or demarcating, I should say, 6 months as being an important time for determinations of whether you've abandoned your settlement in Hong Kong, if you've spent more than 6 months away from Hong Kong, the reality is that there will always be, to a certain extent, an inquiry of fact as to, you know, what's been going on in your life if the Immigration Department feel that you've spent too much time away from Hong Kong, so that, as I say, your settlement might have been abrogated in the process. But generally speaking, where an employee has been seconded outside of Hong Kong temporarily, even if it happens to be after the fact quite lengthy, those temporary secondments generally do not break continuity of ordinary residence. In the final analysis, it depends on the kind of evidence that you can adduce to satisfy the Immigration Department as to the state of your mind or your intent at the time that you made each departure. What it ultimately boils down to is, after the fact, even though you spent significant time away, can it be said that you have remained settled in Hong Kong throughout all of that time? So if we look to the facts of your situation, it's clear, in my opinion, that you are clearly settled in Hong Kong, notwithstanding the fact that you spent all this time away in Korea. So you've maintained a home in Hong Kong throughout all of this time. You've paid all of your taxes in Hong Kong throughout all of this time. You've maintained back-to-back residence visas throughout all of this time. You've got clear documentation in relation to your professional activities on behalf of your employer, that the secondment to Korea is in fact a temporary secondment. And in fact, yes, indeed, you've spent specific effort to return back to Hong Kong at some stage during your time away to take a vocational examination, which is crucial for you to be able to do what you do or a part of what you do in Hong Kong. So, you know, all of this really does suggest to me that notwithstanding the time that you've spent in Korea, you've maintained your continuity of ordinary residence, and that when you make your application for the right of abode, I think that you will be approved. So, to answer your second question first, question B, yes, I think you have an excellent chance of getting the right of abode. And to answer your first question, A, I don't believe it is important for you to come back specifically in December in order to somehow sort of bolster or scaffold the notion that by coming back at that time you are showing continuing intent as regards your settlement. I think that the way you've described your circumstances, you're clearly settled in Hong Kong. I don't think you need to make that trip. And I wish you all the best in your application. You'll undoubtedly be successful.